Yesterday, it was explained what really meant by spirituality and what the people generally take it to be. Spirituality is not the performance of the outer rites and rituals, reading of scriptures, visiting holy places, or performing this custom or that custom. Those are meant only for the preparation for spirituality. So we read scriptures. You know what do they contain? The masters who traversed into the beyond, and whatever they had experienced there, they gave very sweet stories of the future, after when you rise above body consciousness. Where the world philosophies end, there the religion starts. So that is, reading of scriptures give us it. What you say, interest to know what is beyond. This is something, reading about those travels what they had in their lives. But unless we also go there and see those things with our own eyes and experience the same thing of our own selves, that's quite a different thing. So reading of scriptures is the first thing. But you know the right interpretation thereof can only be given by somebody who has been to those three places already. If he has not been there, he will simply give their interpretation at the level of intellect, so each one would differ. So I am just putting before you, the first step is to read the scriptures which are with us, fortunately, of all masters who came in the past up to date. We are fortunate. But what do they really contain, as I submit to you? Those what they experience, we should also experience. Only then that is truly speaking meant by the word spirituality. Who we are, what we are, what is our connection with the body, whether we can rise above body consciousness at will, traverse into the beyond, higher planes, are more beautiful than the physical plane. There are so many mentions in the house of our father, macrocosm within the microcosm. These are some of the statements given by those masters in the past who visited those places. By reading those things that creates an interest in us, we should also go and see. This is one thing. To visit the holy places of worship of masters, which are called places of pilgrimage, we go there just to remind what those masters who lived there preach. And also, by going there means reminding us of that higher life which they led. Similar all other performances of the rites and rituals, going to the temple, light the candle there, ringing the bell there, it is reminding us that this outer temple is made out of the model of man, which is the true temple of God, in which the light of God is effulgent and music of the spheres is reverberating within us. So that those are made as models for those who are beginners to know what is what. So performance, those are meant for good purpose. They are good action because they are meant to know about our own self and know about our own God. They are symbols, they are kept. Similar in churches like that, in mass like that. So they go to show that such light, you see, everywhere light is lit. Some form of music is there. So that only goes for those who are just preparing the way and hanker after knowing the truth, which is given by models outside, to realize, to see with our own inner eyes those very things which are demanded outside. So other rituals also stand the same. So there are two sides of religion. One is exotic, the other is esoteric. Exotic side, we are following. To remain in such social body is a blessing, otherwise there will be corruption. But to remain in some social body and do not derive that very thing for which purpose we have joined that special social body, it is, in few words, not deriving the full benefit of joining that social body. All religions, exalted side also, read scriptures of the masters, go to temples which are made out in marble of man body, and go to the holy places where those masters lived some time, just to remind us of the higher goal before us, and that is to know God and to know ourselves. This is the exalted side. And the other thing is that we should have ethical life, normal life. So all, where are we, are these are good actions. They are meant for the purpose of knowing God, but it is knowing God is something else than to have some models to represent us, such like light sound is within us and such like sound is reverberating within us. You follow the difference between the two? So spirituality is the way back to God. Word religion also means, he means back, leisure to bind. So binding our soul back to God. Word yoga also means the same thing. It comes from the word root yud. That means joining ourselves to God. So there's a vast difference. One is seeing and doing. But it's a worshipping. To see and worship, that's something else. To do, perform certain things for that original thing for which they stand for, it is a different thing. They are good actions. As we are the doer, we have to reap the whatever we sow, so shall we reap. They are good actions, we will have good results of them. But the masters lay before us the goal, see and then say. God is light. When you inner eye, single eye is open to see the light of God, that's all right, God is light. God is reverberating in all creation. See that eye that you have been with you. See, really he is reverberating in all creation. Then praising God that he is reverberating all, permeating all creation. This is the goal of the saints, masters set up before us. Remain where you are. Those are not to be changed. This is the first step. Man is a social being. Must have some social body to live in. So masters, when they come, they don't touch social body. The social body difference I explained to you last night are due to climatic influences or customs prevailing in various countries, or further to bigotry and narrow-mindedness. Truth is one, target is one, their altars are many. So all religions, wherever they are, we all have a goal before us to know God. And to know God we must know ourselves. So wherever you are, that's all right. So what all the scriptures say, that our goal is to know God. And all masters say that God is everywhere and the nearest approach is within your man body. The whole universe, the whole world, the earth below and sky overhead is the big temple of God. And the small miniature scale man body is the temple of God. And we who reside, as well as that power resides, whom we have to meet. That I also explained to you last night, this is a wonderful house of the man body in which we live. There are so many apertures, we cannot run away out of it. We are controlled. Body works so long as we are in the body, and we are in the body so long that power, which is called God into spiritual power, is controlling us in the body. Both the one who seeks Him and the whom He is after, both have the same place, same body to live in. But the pity it is that the one who has to see Him, is after Him, he is identified with the world outside. The only thing required, spirituality means withdrawing your attention from all outside and from the outgoing faculties and from the body below, come up to the seat of the soul in the body which is at the back of the eyes, where one leaves the body at the time of death. So Saint Plutarch tells us, those who are initiated into the mysteries of the beyond, their soul has the same experience as it has at the time of death, of leaving the body. Now there is a vast difference between the two. Spirituality. Spirituality aims at beatitude, beatific vision. To see God, is there possibility of seeing God? Master says yes. Which God? That God which came into expression. As soon as God, nobody has seen God at any time. When he wanted a one wish to be many, that God into expression power has two aspects, light and sound. That we can see, of course. Not with the eyes of flesh and bones or ears, outer ears. So I submitted to you last night, who is called a master? Who is a guru to sense of the world? And what do we take it ourselves at our own level? So guru or master is the one who is word made flesh, who has traversed access into the beyond. Their body works in the world, but their soul is in tune with God, mouthpiece of God. They appear to be engaged in all the world over outside, but whenever they want, they rise above body consciousness and traverse into the beyond. And those who meet them for the purpose, they give them a demonstration as to how to rise above body consciousness, with little thought of theirs. So this is, truly speaking, spirituality. Spirituality, no spiritism, I submitted yesterday, no spiritualism, no mesmerism, no hypnotism. So all what the masters say, tell us, we have to know God, where to go. We are now seeking in the temples. Those are models, like dolls put before you, to understand that such like God is light and such like some people. Outer custom, the other thing, your mental health, you can keep your body fit, have a devotional attitude. So these are good actions. But knowing God is something else that cannot be had unless you know yourself. So all masters said, know thyself. East or west. knowing oneself means a matter of self-analysis, rising above body consciousness, and knowing God. That is, you see. So this process of knowing oneself and knowing God, withdrawing from all outside, rising above body consciousness, is called spirituality. What they see, what they say, they see that we have seen God. Where? In this very man body. What are those eyes which you have seen? They say those eyes are hidden, not the outer all of flesh and bones which he can be seen. Which God? God into expression power, not the Absolute God. Then why, we ask him, why don't we see? He says, because mind stands between you and God. Your souls are in the control of mind. Mind is under the control of outgoing faculties, and outgoing faculties are dragging you to the enjoyments of the outside. So long as we do not rise above this delusion, and not by self-analysis, rising above body consciousness, we cannot see God. Light knows the night. They say, we have seen, why can't we see? So all masters have said the same thing. We are sticking to the outside. All rituals, customs, and performance of prayers and devotional practices which relate to the outgoing faculty, body or mind or intent. They are good actions. You reap the good results of it. Doership will go on, the same wheel of life will carry you on, come and go. When you are able to see that He is the God working all through creation, He is the controlling of all creation and us in the body, and we are mere puppets here, that He is controlling all of that. So when we become conscious co-worker of the divine plan, then our ego is lost. So the results of the actions of the deep past, who will be there to bear fruit of that? So Master say, we have seen God. Where? I just refer to Guru Amar Das, who was in search of it for 70 long years. He performed all those rituals, ways of practices, other methods, performing havanas and others, whatever it is. He has been doing all 70 years, visiting various places of pilgrimages, and met all yogis and others. Ultimately, when he met his master, he gave him a demonstration of how to rise above body consciousness, and came face to face and become conscious co-worker of the divine plan, which is controlling us in the body and all universe. Then he said, it is a great blessing to such heavenly master. So ordinary teachers of the outer sciences, we have respect for them, whatever we have learnt at their feet. But this science is the ABC of this science starts when you rise above body consciousness. Where the world's last will end, there it will start. With all your outer devout actions and spending years and years in the performance of all outside practices, they are good actions. We cannot deny it. But the doership is there. You would have to bear the fruit of that. Unless you become conscious co-worker of the divine plan, your single eye or the third eye or the Shiv nature is open, your latent eye, deep tissue, you see that He is the doer, He is the controlling power of all, we are mere puppets, then only we await the reactions of the past. So Guru Amar Das, when he had that privilege, sitting as the master, he told out well, you're after God. Yes. Then why are you running outside? He's within you already. Prophet Muhammad said that God has told me that I am so great that all these universes, all these planets, whatever are made, are not sufficient to contain me. I am more than that, more bigger than that. But he says, strange enough, I reside in the heart of a devotee. You see? If you want to meet me, go there, in which he is manifest. So I can reside in small hearts there, in the man's body. All the world, the universe are not said to contain me. So all masters say, he is within us. They give examples like that. You see, because there's fullness in milk. So butter is in the milk, but you don't believe it. Unless, but milk is, you see, just made, what you say, curd. And curd is a person out of that to take with butter, then say, really, butter is in the milk. Those who have not seen this process, they say, how can butter be in the milk? So similarly they say, just, masters always tell us to just tap inside. They don't tell you to go around with the outward things, because whom you want to meet is already with you. He is waiting for you. So he says, this man body, which is the long cave, this is long cave, dark inside. He says in this, that God, which cannot be seen, at the level of outgoing faculties or mind or intellect, that resides there. Why can't we say, first thing, he is inside you also, and all outer world is also his expression. As I submitted that the earth below and sky overhead is the biggest church, biggest temple, there is no place where that God is, God into expression is not. But in the man body, inside also you can see, when your inner eyes open, you also see him all outside. Now in the air, all atmosphere, you don't see it, you see it is all vacant. There is nothing there. But if you see through a microscope, which magnifies a thing about 700 miles more, when you see through it, you find all this atmosphere is full of insects. Whereas they are even now full of them, but as a those things are not up to the level of a physical body, we cannot see. So when your attention is withdrawn from outside, outgoing faculties, rise above body consciousness, divide of all outer things, that inner eye is open. You see, God is pervading everywhere. God is light. So He is within you also, all outer world is also His expression. But for those whose eyes are open, inner eyes open. So masters say, how to have it? He says, sit at the feet of some master who will open your eye to see the light of God. As I submitted yesterday, that God sealed our ears and our eyes. And then that God comes in the form of man to open the field. All masters say, Guru word means who can remove the darkness from before you and make the light of God effulgent, manifest. The word Guru means that. So, light is there. We are light. Take heed that the light is not darkness. To have that light within you is symbols of which are given all outer churches and places upon you. He says, because you got it out 70 long years, he says that I am Holocaust, I sacrifice myself at the 2 feet of such a master, with whose grace my inner eye was opened and I began to see the God reverberating in all creation. That is called Naam, or word. God is nameless, God is wordless. When you want it to be many, that power that came to expression is called Naam, or called word. And whole creation came into being out of that. That God's expression power is the cause of all creation, and that permeates all creation. He says, I am sacrificed to my Master who has made that bread of life, water of life, the God into expression, gave me a contact with that, by having which I am having now everlasting life. We are giving a contact with someone who never dies, ever eternal. So our soul is also of the same essence as that of God. God is all consciousness, all intelligence, all attention. We are also conscious entities, we are also attention. So he says that bliss and sweetness, that beatitude that I had by coming in contact with that elixir of the nectar of God into expression power and Naam or word, by having that sweetness, my mind left all outer enjoyments. Master says, we see, why can't you see? Because mind stands in your way. Our souls are led away by mind, mind is led away by outer faculties, and outer faculties are driven like anything to the outer enjoyments. We are identified with that unless we rise above that. We cannot see. We cannot know ourselves too. But what is remedy? Unless the mind gets some more sweet, more enjoyment, as compared with the outside enjoyment, he won't leave outside enjoyment. So outer things, all practices, all customs, all readings give you for a while for which mind it takes rest. After all, again it runs away. But God has provided within us that nectar of life, the water of life, and the bread of life, and which is the outer expression of the God into expression power, light and sun. So that has got the highest allure when one's mind has that experience, that enjoyment. It does not again run to the outer enjoyment. Now it does not like to leave the outer enjoyment, but when it gets a little taste of that higher bliss, then if he once goes inside, he would not like to come out. So he says, how to that bread of life? How to have that blood, water of life? This man body, this is standing in the way. So Kabir says, I went out to have a pilgrimage to Makkah. On the way, God met me and rebuked me. Where are you going? I am in you. Why are you fighting outside? Fighting outside. So God is within us, all masters say like that. being in the true temple of God and going to the models made to represent the true temple of God. Is it wise enough?
Good evening and welcome to the Satsang for Master Kripal Singh. The recording played was the first 30 minutes of Master's talk, Kingdom of God is Within You. It was given on 10th October 1972 in New York City. Our reader this evening is Claire Stannard. Hello, Claire.
Hello. The talk this evening is called Come Back, My Children. It was published in the August 1974 issue of Satsang Desh. Kabir says, I have not seen any man born who is happy. So masters say, what is the reason why we are not happy? The source of happiness is within you, and you have been seeking it outside all through life in eating, drinking, enjoying scenes, music, this and that thing. If you had withdrawn from outside and risen above body consciousness, you would have found the source of light. So masters say that the human body is the highest in all creation. We have to be in the human body to come in contact with that source of all joy, all happiness, all wisdom, which is within you. Now you see, we are all identified with the body through the outgoing faculties. Our attention is all identified with it so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. They say, rise within you, tap inside, and this is in one and all. How long will this body continue? Few days, few years. After all, we have to leave the body. So this is the golden opportunity in which we must find out that source of happiness which is within us. That can only be had if we rise above body consciousness. This is what the masters come to teach us. First, to rise above body consciousness, withdraw your attention from all outside. Then, withdraw your attention from the body below. Where does it go? Up, because the seat of the soul is at the back of the eyes. And at the time of death, when the soul leaves the body, it withdraws first to the back of the eyes, and then transcends. There the water of life is flowing, you see, is trickling. So they address all men alike. Well, please withdraw your attention from the body below. Go up. That's the way back to light. That's the way back to God. This has been the teaching of all masters. This outer life has been given to you for a short time. Make the best use of it. After all, you have to leave the body. When you have to leave the body, why not leave slowly, now? Leaving the body means leaving the body as at the time of death. A dying man's outer attention is withdrawn. If any man goes to him, he does not recognize him. Then the soul, the attention, is withdrawn from the body, and the body becomes numb. The eyes are upturned, and it goes. This is what is called spirituality. O man, learn to leave this body. After all, you have to leave this body someday. Sooner or later, maybe tomorrow, maybe after leaving this room, maybe that you go to sleep and never rise again. Sleep is called the younger sister of death. And moreover, you see, we are attached either to the body or the outside possessions, our family, our contacts, our friendships, our outer enjoyments. When you repeat a certain action daily, then that becomes a habit, and habit turns into nature. You cannot leave it. So this is something to be done. You will say, we have come here to enjoy, and this death question comes in every day. But this is the thing you have to do. If you are ignorant about it, then what will happen? After all, you have to leave. This attachment grows more and more. Why? You should go into it. Leave all desires. Leave all desires. The desires that are attached to outside, to possessions, and everything. Lord Buddha says, be desireless. The 10th Guru says, be desireless. Desire is the thing which attracts you outside from day to day. You will go down, headlong down. The source of all attachment outside is your desires. There was one Wali Ram, the Prime Minister of Akbar the Great. It was the custom in Akbar's court that when the king arrived, all ministers would stand up and would not move until the king sat down. On this day, Wali Ram had a coat in which there was a scorpion, and the king was coming, so he could not move out of respect. It stung him one place, then another, then three or four times more. He kept quiet. When the king sat down, he said, look here, do you know this scorpion has bitten me so many times, and I have not moved in obedience to the king? If I take it that I am now prime minister, I have been given so much high position only by obedience to the king here. If I am obedient to my lord, what more can I become? He pulled off his coat, threw it down, and ran away to the wilderness. The king was very fond of him. He sent a minister to bring him back. With all his entreaties, Wali Ram said, no, I have done that service. Now I am taking the service of God. Then the king himself went to him. He told him, look, Wali Ram, you are my prime minister, the most wise. I respect you and love you. Will you come back? No, I have taken another service, a higher service than yours. He said, well, I would offer you anything you like. And Wali Ram said, anything? I would like you to go away from this place. You see? So what this desire is that binds us to the outer things, we may be prime minister, may be king, may be anything. Man wants to have something, and to get that, he has to work like anything, maybe right or wrong. So masters say, you cannot leave this body and outer things unless you become desireless. Please leave off desire. Of course, it is these desires for outside things that are binding you. If you have a desire to know God, to become His, you will become unconcerned. Do you know what happens? Breathing is going on day and night. Thy days are numbered. Masters in the East say, thy breaths are numbered. It must be finished. It goes in, goes out. We are just absorbed in our outer thoughts. We don't care. We are quite ignorant about this. All the time, life is passing away. Time and tide wait for no man. After all, it is something like a pitcher full of water. Drop by drop, it is oozing out. Then what will happen? One day, the pitcher will be empty. All the water will be out. Similarly, these numbers of breaths, or drops of water, you might say, they are dropping out, one by one. We think we are getting old. Truly speaking, we are growing young. A man who is to live 50 years, if he has passed 10 years, he has 40 years left. When 20 years have passed, he has only 30 years left. Are you growing older or younger? It is going down. So first of all, man should have some aim in life. That's the main thing. What is your aim? And the highest aim for a man is to know God. And the time is getting shorter. All of you are sitting here. I think you are 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years old. If 50 years have passed away, you have got only a short time left to yourself. Have you achieved your purpose? And that purpose is knowing God only. Acting and posing won't do. You are deceiving your own self and deceiving the God within you. Have you reached God? Have you seen God? Are you true to Him? If so, that's good. If not, we should hurry up. In the short time that remains, we should put in more time so as to be ready before we leave the body, because we have to leave the body when the time is finished. So when the number of breaths is over, then? These are very common things, simple things, no exaggeration, hard facts. You are the best judge of yourself. Are you true to your own self? Are you honest? Have you come in contact with God? These contacts have been given to you as a favor, I tell you, grace of God. We have not earned them. Something has been given. Grow further, then it will be better. Do you know the parable that Christ gave? A rich man came and gave to one man 5 talents, another man 2 talents, a third man 1 talent. After some time he came up and asked the man who had been given 5 talents what he had done with them. He had made 10. That's all right. The one to whom he had given 2 had made 4. But the man who had been given 1, he said, "Oh, I have kept it very safe." So what did he do? He took away the 1 talent that he had. You follow me, what I say? Set aside all your intellects, you see. These are hard facts, what is coming before us. This is a heart-to-heart talk. Don't you see that way, what I am pressing before you? Every day, every hour, every minute, every second is bringing you closer to the end. Our time has been frittered away, and we have not achieved the object. The result will be, we will be bound to the outside, and we will come back. And the cause of binding is only your desires. Desires bring us back. Worldly desires will bring you back, and the desire for God will take you to Him. Whatever your ruling passion is, at the end of your life, you will be driven there. That's the law. I am not giving you any bombastic talk, only simple words, what I have come to know. And I think it appeals to everyone. I am not saying anything which is not understandable. Don't you think like that? Then what have we done? We deceive ourselves. That's the pity. Why does not God approach us? Because we deceive Him. 2 seekers after truth went to a saint. He simply tested them to see which one was fit. He gave them each a pigeon and told them to kill it where nobody sees you. So one was very active, very clever. He went around the side of a wall and killed him and came back in a few minutes. The other poor fellow went from morn till night and could not find any place to kill him where nobody was seeing him. He came back in the evening. "Master, there was no place where I could kill the pigeon." "Why?" "Well, first the pigeon saw me, then I was seeing. He was fit." These are simple things. The only thing required is to live up to them. That's all. If you have an MA or a PhD, or if you are a king or an emperor, no value. You will have to leave the body, and you will have to go where you are attached. Masters do come from time to time to take you out of the body first. The first lesson, the ABC, the more you are attached outside, you cannot go up. The diary is meant only for that purpose. Do you see now how you develop, how much time you put in, and where you are attached? Leave them one by one. We pass the time in ignorance. All the time, God is calling you from within. The sound principle, the music of the spheres, is coming within you from above. All masters say so. Telsi Sahib says, "Sound is coming from the heavens, calling me back." Shams Tabriz says, "Out of this temple of the body, I am hearing a sound calling me. Come up. Bell is ringing wildly. Come back, my children. Come back." You see? And we do not listen. This is how masters see, and this is within you. Light is given to show you which way to go, and sound directs you where to go. These are the two ways back to God, are they not? So masters always say, "What is all this about? Why did it happen?" Because of desire. We are oblivious of our own self, too. We have forgotten ourselves. This forgetfulness starts from where? From the human body. We are having the body. We are identified with the body. This is due to that. When we are working from the level of the body, and the body is changing, and the world is changing, we are under a grand delusion. And desires keep us always given up to the outer world. When you leave the body, then, where are the desires of the outer world? Desire for God is better than the desires for the world. These are very simple lessons given by the masters. Very simple. Even a child can understand, what to speak of the learned people. But learned people usually forget all these things in intellectual wrestling. That is why masters have great love for you. Who? Not the master, the God in him. Because you are his children. He sends men now and then to bring you back home. So for that, what do we have to do? The point is, who can help you in that? Some master. Call him by any name you like. Someone who is competent, who rises above body consciousness at his own will and pleasure, and traverses into the beyond. He appears to be working in the world, but he is unattached. The boat is in the water, but the water is not in the boat. What does he do? He always says, "Look here. God is calling you back. He is within you. You are receiving that thing, but you are ignorant. You are attached outside." you are going under a delusion and never cared for it. So once you have come across a master like that, God has sent him for that very purpose, because you are children of God. So he has love for you. He takes pity on us and looks after our welfare. Once we come to the feet of the master, he has to look after us. What does he do? He winds up all previous actions. He winds up. The words winding up I am using. Winds up to pay off all debts and takes you back home if simply we keep his commandments. That's the point. Generally, we don't keep his commandments. We simply modify something which is to our own interests or purposes. We deceive our own self. We deceive the God in us, the Master in us. So always I submit, be true to your own selves. You deceive the God in you and your own self. After all, you have to leave these outer things, all attachments, all enjoyments, all possessions. If you now begin to leave off slowly, how? When you are given a contact with the Nam power within you, keep in contact with that and live up to the commandments of the Master. Slowly these things will leave you. After all, here we have no rest. Outer things have no bliss, no joy in them. Only when our attention is absorbed in the outer things, then we feel joy for as long as it remains absorbed. When that is taken away, or we are withdrawn from that, we feel unhappy. If we want permanent peace, joy, then we should come in contact with that power which is unchanging, which is eternal. God never dies. Outer things leave you. Masters come to give you a contact with the God into expression power. So this is what he says. Slowly leave off. What does diary mean? Whatever our attachments, points of attachment, may be due to, leave them off one by one, weed out, and put in time to your meditation. Meditation means withdrawing our attention from all outside and coming in contact with that power which is within you. So masters say that in this life you will have permanent peace, permanent joy. You will enjoy forever, never be unhappy. They request you people, for your good, to come in contact with that God into expression power which is all joy, all happiness, all wisdom, all eternal. Then you will have that in your life. All your miseries are removed. All your outside troubles or disappointments will end. Masters only want to give you permanent peace and joy. They want nothing more. Remain where you are. You have got some labels on your bodies. That makes no difference. Whatever religion, whatever master we follow, wants this to be done. We simply try to go by the rules and regulations fixed by us, but we should not lose the spirit of them. So this meditation, you will find how much of a necessity it is. How much of a necessity is the diary? This applies to one and all, including myself and everybody. The law does not spare anybody. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. If you say you don't know, no, you have to go. Every moment is passing away. They don't care for you. Time and tide wait for no man. Just consider calmly. This is a time afforded to you by God to come to your own self and see what is happening with you. In the towns, you have never dreamt of these things, is it not? This short time while you are here, it is worth more than emeralds and gold and rubies. Forget all your environments as long as you are here, and see to the things in their right perspective, what they are, what you are doing. Are you going headlong down into the world to come again and again? Or are you trying to go back? You will get help. Masters do come up to help you. They give you, on the very first day, a demonstration how to rise above body consciousness. And they also take care of all your deeds, karmas of the past. They wind them up. It is a very onerous duty, you see. Soul is bewildered to think of that duty. So it is a great blessing to come to the feet of the Master. Who gives it? God. To whom? Those who are yearning for him. The more hungry is man, the quicker he gets. The desire for God will bring you closer to God. If you take one step, he will take 100 steps to receive you. And if you have desire for the world diametrically opposite, you will go down, that's all. Mind that, so long as we do not lecture to our own self, no outer lecture will help us. These things you do know. I am not telling you anything new. You see, these are the hard facts. Unless you lecture to your own self, you have heard this talk now. Now you have to see to your own self what you are doing. You have to understand. Nobody can help you unless you help yourself. So consider calmly what I have placed before you. If the ruling passion for God will remain, all others will subside, and you are sure to go back to God after leaving the body. And now you will be with him. God says in the Quran, "Those who remember me, I remember them." What I have submitted to you, take it home, to your heart. Consider over it calmly. Nobody can help you unless you help yourself. You will become the lecturer to your own self. And the result will be you will have peace, joy, permanent. These are heart-to-heart talks, you see. Heart-to-heart, not lecturing, no new things. These are hard facts. We have simply been absorbed in other ways, you see. We have looked to the world so fondly and not to our own self. Unless we look to our own self, how can we know what our fate is? How we are going? We are always looking to others outside. How do the people think of me? That is also looking outside. So, from this moment onward, have the sweet remembrance of God. Don't forget. Have it for 3 days, 2 days. Ramakrishna says, if a man has the sweet remembrance of God continuously for 3 days, he will see God. That will become the ruling passion. Continuously, for 3 days. He said, continuously. I don't think you want to leave now. Laughter. So have the sweet remembrance of God. That's all right. And that concludes this talk and our time. It was called Come Back, My Children, and it was published in the August 1974 issue of Sat Sandesh. Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Claire, for reading this for us. Tonight's satsang was attended by 55 people. Thank you all for listening, and thank you, Master, for providing this for us.
All these relations, you see, they are brought together only as reactions of the power to pay off their debts, really. Pay them off with love.